From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. New York rideshare drivers will soon be paid a minimum wage. It'll be the first city in the country to set an hourly rate for contractors working for companies like Uber and Lyft. On-demand ride-hailing apps have been accused of underpaying workers. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Sohail Rana has been a professional driver in New York for the last 20 years. He says it's always been hard, but with the drive for lower and lower fares, it's harder than ever.
It's been very, very difficult making, you know, less than minimum wage.
The new policy requires that drivers be paid $17.22 an hour, plus expenses for things like gas or car maintenance. The city estimates the average driver will make about $10,000 more a year.
That's a big deal. Maybe I can spend a little bit more time with my family.
A statement from Uber said the policy didn't take into account the incentives and bonuses that drivers get paid and would force companies to raise prices. That could really cut into their competitive edge, says Sam Abu-El-Samid, a transportation analyst with Navigant Research.
If customers are pushed away by higher prices, that is going to make reaching profitability even more of a challenge.
He says the pressure could accelerate the move toward automated vehicles, but then companies will be responsible for all the expenses drivers are covering now, from gas to the occasional deep upholstery cleaning after a wild night. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.